Harper Audio presents A Matter of Honor, Pearl Harbor, Betrayal, Blame, and a Family's Quest for Justice by Anthony Summers and Robin Swan. Read by Malcolm Hilgartner. Author's Note. For Americans in modern times, two events resonate like none other: Pearl Harbor and 9/11. They resonate because of the enormous loss of life involved and because the attacks took place on U.S. territory and were aimed at the heart of the homeland itself. Both events catapulted the United States into war. Pearl Harbor marked the start of a world war that would last 4 years and cost 500,000 Americans their lives. Both events initiated a tsunami of official records, books, academic papers, films, and, in the case of 9/11 especially, seemingly inexhaustible discourse on the internet. As when we were working on our book on 9/11, The 11th Day, we have plunged deeply into the facts, and factoids, about Japan's strike on Pearl Harbor. This has included pulling at the multiple strands of conspiracy theory in which the story of the catastrophe has for so long been entangled. They center on the notion that President Roosevelt, or British Prime Minister Churchill, or members of their governments and staffs, had foreknowledge that Japan was going to strike Hawaii. Yet for cynical reasons, some have suggested, it was decided not to warn the commanders there. None of the supposed evidence of treachery that we examined proved solid. We have reported on much of it, usually not in the text, but in the notes. Should readers wish to ask us about a lead they may think we have not explored, they may contact us through our publisher. What we have found during our work is a tragedy replete